Shalom aleichem rabbi, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Vayishlach, the mishpocha, the family line of Esav Rosho, Perek Lamed Vov, Posuk Aleph. Ve'ele toiledois Esav hu Edoim. And these are the children of Esav, otherwise known as Edoim. Esav lokach es noshov mibenois kenoan es odo bas eloin hachiti ves ohalivamo bas ano bas tivoin achivi. Esav took two wives from the benois kenoan, Odo the daughter of Eloin hachiti and Oholivomo the daughter of Ano, the daughter of Tivoin, not clear who she's a daughter of, hachivi. These are the same two wives described in Parshas Toldos, when Esav married them at the age of 40. But over there, they have different names, and also the order is reversed. Take a look at Rashi. Odo bas Eloin, hi bosmas mas Eloin. This is the bosmas mas Eloin mentioned second in Parshas Toldos. V'nikreis bosmas, her real name was Odo. Why was she nicknamed over there Bosmas? Al shem shehoiso mekateres besom l'avodah zorah. She used to bring besomim, nice smelling incense, to avodah zorah. And Oholivomo, mentioned second over here, that's the first one mentioned over there in Toldos, he Yehudis. And once again, her real name was Oholivomo, like it says over here. Yehudis was her nickname. Why? V'ukino shmo Yehudis, loimar, Esav called her Yehudis, to convince his parents that she's a good wife. This Oholivomo was bas ano bas tzivoin. Fright Rashi, im bas ono loy bas tzivoin. If she was, Oholivomo was a daughter of Ono, the name of a man, then she's not the daughter of tzivoin. Because we know that this Ono is tzivoin's son. Ono benoi shel tzivoin shenema, we'll see in the next topic. Describing the family of Seir, it says, ve'eile b'nei tzivoin, who are the children of tzivoin, ve'ayo, ve'ano. This ano is the one we're talking about. So how could Oholivomo be the daughter of Ono and the daughter of tzivoin at the same time? Emfot Rashi, melamei shebo tzivoin al kalosoi, eishes Ono. Tzivoin, the grandfather of Oholivomo, the father of Ano, was Boyel, his daughter-in-law, the wife of Ano. And then Viyotos Oholivomo b'bein shneim. Oholivomo was born. It's unclear who her father was. What is her? Was it her father Ono, or was it her grandfather Tzivoin? We'll never know. There's not the first mamzeres we find in the lineage of Esav. There are plenty of mamzerim all over the place. Posuk Gimel on to the third wife of Esav. Vezbos mas bas Yishmoel achois nevoyois. Says Rashi once again. Here also there's a name change. Ulaalon. At the end of Parshas Toldos, when he married her, when he was 63 years old, Koyrelo Mocholas. There she has a different name. So Rashi, her real name was Bosmas. Why is she nicknamed Mochalas? Motzinu ba'agoras midrash tefa Shmuel. Gimel moichalim lohem avin yisayim. There are three people that their sins are forgiven for. Gershon is Gael. Ve'ho'oilo l'gdula, a person who gets a high-ranking position. Ve'anoise isho, a person who gets married. Ve'lo marata mikan, we learn it from this name change. Her real name was Bosmas. Lekach nikreis mochalas, shenim chalu avin yisayim, when he got married. Achois nevoyois, why is she misyaches to her brother Nevoyos, al shem shehu esi aloi mishames Yishmoel. He was the one that arranged the wedding after Yishmoel died, and therefore nikreis al shmoi. That's what, as we Rashi pointed out at the end of Parshas Toldos, this achois Nevoyos was the source of everything we know about Yaakov being 63, about the 14 years in Yeshiva Shem ve'Evel, and all the cheshbonos that follow from these two words achois Nevoyos. Posuk Daled Vateled Odo Leisov Es Eliphoz Uvos Mas Yoldo Es Reuel. Odo, the first wife of Esav, in the order of our parsha, Odo had Eliphaz and Bosmas, the daughter of Yishmoel, the third wife of Esav, she gave birth to Reuel. And now to the second wife in this parasha, Oholivomo. Ve'oholivomo yoledo es Yeush ve'es Yalom ve'es Koirach. Eile b'nei Esav asher yuludu lo oy be'eretz Kenoan. Says Rashi, ve'oholivomo yoldo. Oholivomo had three children, Yeush, Yalom, and Koirach. But says Rashi, this Koirach, mamzer hoyo. Uben Eliphaz hoyo, he was really the child of Eliphaz, not the child of Esav. Shebo aleish esoviv Eliphaz was bo aleish esoviv Oholivomo. El Oholivomo eish esav. How do I know, says Rashi, shagayomo nui im alufei Eliphaz b'sefer inyo. Later on we're going to see the Torah mentions the alufim, the heads of tribes, the kings of the children of Esav, and Koirach is mentioned above among the alufim of Eliphaz. How to get to Eliphaz if he's the son of Esav and Oholivomo? The Torah says he was also a mamzer. He came from Eliphaz and Oholivomo. Posuk vov vayikach Esav ves noshov ves banov ves benoisov ves kol nafshoiz beisoi ves miknehu ves kol behemtoi ves kol kinyonoi asher ochash be'eretz Kenoan vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov ochiv. And Esav took all of his wife, all of his sons, all of his daughters, and all of the members of his household, maybe it's including the Avodim, Ves Mikneu, his flock, Ves Kol Behemtoi, all the animals, Ves Kol Kinyonoi, all of his possessions that he possessed in Eretz Canaan. And he went to find a different country. He has no destination. He just needs out. Mipnei Yaakov Okiv, to get away from Yaakov. And why does he want to get away from Yaakov? Pozog Zayin. Ki oyo rechushom rov misheves yachdov v'lo yochelo erez migurihem lo seis oisom mipenei mikneihem. Because the land, Yaakov and Esav, had way too much stuff, made too much animals in order to live together. The mir'eh, the grazing land of where they lived, was not enough for both of them, because all the flock that they had. Says Rashi, Vayelech el Eretz. Doesn't say what land, because he had no destination. Lo go b'ashal yimtza, he's going to go live where he finds a place to live. V'lo yochlo eretz migureyem, lehaspik mir'eh labehemoy shalohem. There was not enough grazing land for all their animals. That's the Poshe Pshat. Although the Poshe Pshat has a little bit of a shverkite in it, because indeed, Eretz Yisrael is a huge place. There's not enough grazing land for two peoples, as rich as they may be, to graze all their animals. And that's why Rashi brings down a medrash hagodol. Mipnei Yaakov achiv, nothing to do with the grazing land. Mipnei shtal choiv shel gzeiras ki ger yezaracho. Avraham Avinu was told in Bris Bein Absorim that in order to get Eretz Yisrael, first their children have to be geirim in Be'eretz Lo Elohem. Hamutol al zaroi shel Yitzchok. The children of Yitzchok have to pay the debt before getting Eretz Yisrael. Omar says, Esav, Eilech limikan, I want out. Ein li chelek loy b'matono, shenitna loy ha'oretz azois, v'loy b'piroi nashtar. I don't want the gift, and I don't want the payment. I want out. Another reason, Esav left when Yaakov came. Mipnei abusha, he was embarrassed. Shemocha b'cherosoi, he was an idiot. He sold his b'choira for a nezid adoshim. He was embarrassed, so he left. Posuk Ches, where did he end up going? Vayeshev Esav behar Seir Esav huedoim. And Esav settled down in the mountain of Seir, south of Yam HaMelach. Esav, otherwise known as Edoim. Ve'eile toiladois Esav avi Edoim behar Seir. And these are the children that his children had once they came to Har Seir. Says Rashi, ve'eile toiladois sheludu bonov mishaholach leseir. Posuk Yud Eilesh Mois Bnei Esav Eliphaz Ben Odo Eishes Esav Reuel Ben Bosmas Eishes Esav Vayehiyu Bnei Eliphaz Teimon Oymor Tsefoy Vegatom Uknaz Vesimna Hoyesav Filegesh Le'Eliphaz Ben Esav Vateled Le'Eliphaz Es Amolek Eile b'nei Odo Eishes Esav. This Eliphaz, the son of Odo, the Bechor of Esav, had five children: Teimon, Oimor, Tzifoi, Gatom, and Knaz. Besides for that, he had a Pilegesh. Pilegesh is a second-class wife, half a Shivcha. Her name was Timna. Rashi will tell us all about her. And she gave birth to a child called Amalek. And these are all the descendants of Odo, the wife of Esav. Says Rashi, V'simna hoiso Pilegesh. This shows us the greatness of Avraham Avinu's family. How much the nations wanted to cling to his children. How do we see that? Because Timnas Zu Bas Alufim Hoisa. She was a daughter of the heads of tribes, of a king. Shenemar Posek says later on, Vachois Loiton Timno. The sister of Loiton was this Timna we're talking about. And who was Loiton? The Loiton was Me'alufei Yoishvei Seir Oyo. He was from the heads of the tribes of the people that dwelled in Seir. Minachoyrim Shiyoshu Bolifonim. From the nation of Choyrim that lived there before Esav came there. Omro says this Timna, Eini Zoycho Leinose Lecho. If not worthy of being your wife, Eliphaz, halavai ve'ehaya pilegesh, I would at least want to be a pilegesh, anything to be connected to the family of Avraham Avinu. Uvedivrei yomim moina oiso bevonov shel Eliphaz. Divrei yomim, it lists Timna as one of the children of Eliphaz. So what was she? Was she a pilegesh, as we see in our parasha, or was she a daughter, as we see in Divrei yomim? And Vadrashi Melamed Shebo al Ishtoi Shel Seir. Eliphaz was Mezana with the wife of Seir. V'yotzo Timna mi Beneya. And Timna was born from that union. Ukshe Godlo, and she became of marriageable age. His daughter, Nasesh Pilagshoi, she became his Pilagesh. V'zeu v'achois Loiton Timno. And that's why the Posek in the next topic of the family of Seir describes this Timna as the sister of Loiton. Why doesn't it describe her as one of the children of Seir? The Teretz is, V'loy mino'o im b'nei Seir, because she is not Loiton's sister from the father, because who is the father of Timna? Eliphaz. They're only brother and sister because they share a mother, namely the wife of Seir, who was Mezane with Eliphaz. So Loiton was the son of a Seir and his wife. But Timna was the son of Eliphaz. Timna was a daughter of Eliphaz and Seir's wife. And that's why Achois Loiton and Timna, they're only brother and sister from their mother, not from their father. That's the third mamzer so far. The first one was Oholivomo Bas Ano Bas Tzivoin. The second one, Rashi pointed out, Koirach, the son of Oholivomo, as we'll soon see. And the third one was this Timna. Posuk Yud Gimel ve'ele b'nei Re'u'el nachas vozerach shamo umizo ele hoyu b'nei vosmas eishes Esav. And from his wife Bosmas, the daughter of Ishmael, he had Re'u'el, and that Re'u'el had four children, nachas, zerach, shamo umizo. Posuk Gedalid ve'ele hoyu b'nei Oholivomo v'as ano b'as Tzivoin eishes Esav v'teiled le'Esav v'es Yeush v'es Ya'alom v'es Koirach. And Oholivomo, the daughter of Ano, possibly the daughter of Tzivoin, as Rashi pointed out before, we're not really sure who her father was. She was the wife of Esav and she had three children, Yeush, Ya'alom, and Koirach. And Rashi pointed out before that this Koirach is not a son of Oholivomo from Esav. Rather, this is a son of Oholivomo from Eliphaz, who was Boal Eishes Aviv and had Koirach the Mamzer. Posuk Tesvov, Eile Alufei Bnei Esav, Bnei Eliphaz Bechor Esav, Aluf Teimon, Aluf Oimor, Aluf Tzefoi, Aluf Kenaz, Aluf Koirach, Aluf Gatom, Aluf Amalek. Eile alufei Eliphaz be'eretz Edoim, Eile b'nei Odo. Says Rashi, Eile alufei b'nei Esav, words alufei mean roshei mishpochois, heads of tribes. So let's go through the alufim in Posuk Tesvov. We have four alufim over there. Teimon, Oimo, Tzefoi, and Knaz. Those are the alufim of the Posuk Yud Aleph. Over there it says Eliphaz had five children. In this pasuk, we have four of the five. We have Taimon, Oimo, Tsefoi, Skip, Gatom, and go to Knas. For some reason, Gatom is not in order. He's also an aluf, coming on a posuk Tezayin, but not in order. And posuk Tezayin has aluf Koirach. This is what Rashi pointed out before. Even though Koirach it was from Bnei Oholivomo, what's she doing over here with the Bnei Odo? The teretz is because Eliphaz was bo aleches oviv and had Koirach, and that's why Koirach is part of the Eliphaz family. Gatom we mentioned, and Amalek comes from Eliphaz with Timna. These are the alufim of Eliphaz and Eretz Edom, and these are the children of Odo. Posuk Yud Zayin ve'eile b'nei Reuel ben Esav, aluf Nachas, aluf Zerach, aluf Shamo, aluf Mizo. Eile alufei Reuel be'eretz Edom, eile b'nei Vosmas, Eishes Esav. And Posuk Yud Zayin is parallel to Posuk Yud Gimel. The four children of Reuel, each one became of a head of a tribe, Nachas, Zerach, Shamo, and Mizo. Posuk Yud Ches ve'eile b'nei Oholivamo Eishes Esav, aluf Yeush, aluf Yalom, aluf Koirach, eile alufei Oholivamo Bas Ano Eishes Esav. And the three children of Oholivamo also became heads of tribes, Yeush, Yalom, and Koirach, although this Koirach was mentioned already. This is the same Koirach of Posuk Tezayin, also counted among the alufim of Eliphaz, and also counted among the alufim of the family of Oholivomo. Posuk Yutes, Eile v'nei Esav, ve'eile alufeihem, hu Edoim. These are the children of Esav, and these are the heads of tribes of Esav, which is Edoim. Adkan, the seventh topic of Parshas Vayishlach, the Mishpocha, the family lineage of Esav Horosho. Shalom Aleichem Rabbeisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth topic of Parshas Vayishlach, the lineage of Bnei Seir Achori, by the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Lamed Vov, Posuk Chof. Eile Bnei Seir Achori, Yoishvei Ha'oretz, Loiton Veshoivol, Vetivoin, Va'ano, Vedishoin, Ve'itzel, Vedishon, Eile alufei achori b'nei Seir be'eretz Edoim. And these are the children of Seir from the nation of Chori, those who settled the land of Edoim, of Seir, before Esav came along. He had seven children, Loiton, Shoivol, Tzivoin, and Ano, Dishon, Eitzer, and Dishon. And these were the heads of tribes of the nation of Chori, the children of Seir in their land of Edom before Esav came along. You're probably wondering, why does the Torah tell us the lineage of Bnei Seir Achori? You'll soon see. Says Rashi, Yoshvei Ha'oretz, Shoyo Yoshveo, Koidem Shebo Esav Lashom. They inhabited the land before Esav came. That's the Pshat. And the Drash, V'Rabbi Yisainu Dorshu, Shoyo Bekim B'Yishuvo Shel Oretz. They knew how to settle the land, namely where to plant what. And they would say, Maloi Konazul Zaisim, this plot of land is good for to plant olive trees. Maloi Konazul Likfanim, this plot of land is good to plant vineyards. Kone is a measurement, this measurement of land. Shoyu Toyamim Ha'ofo, they would taste the dirt. V'yoidim Ezer Netir Ra'uyaloi. They would know based on the taste of the dirt which plant would grow better where. Posuk Chobeis Vayihi Uvnei Loiton Choyri Vehimom Vachois Loiton Timno. And the children of Loiton, he was the Bechoir of Seir. He had two children, Choyri and Hemom. And he also had a sister, Timno. But this Timno is not a daughter of Seir, as Rashi told us before. It's Loiton's sister from his mother. Who was Timna's father? It was Eliphaz. Eliphaz was born Ashes Ish, the wife of Seir, and together they had Timno. And later on, when Timno, Eliphaz's daughter, grew up, he took her as a Pilegesh, as Rashi told us before. The whole parsha of Bnei Seir Achori was written for this posuk, Va'achois Loiton Timno, to show you that although Timna came from great lineage, although she wasn't the daughter of Seir, nevertheless, she was the sister of Loiton, one of the Alufei Seir. And nevertheless, she'd rather be a Pilegesh of Eliphaz from the family of Avram, rather be a wife someplace else. Rashi will tell this to us shortly. Pasuk Chav Gimel ve'ele b'nei shayvol alvonu monachas ve'evol shefoi v'oinom. And the second child of Seir had five children. Shoivol had Alvon, Monachas, Evol, Shefoi, and Oino. Pasuk Chav Daled ve'ele b'nei tzivoin ve'ayo v'ano hu ano asher matzo es hayemim b'amidbor b'ro'iso es hachamirim le'tzivoin oviv. And these are the children of Tzivoin, the third son of Seir. Ve'ayo, Rashi says, the vav is extra. His name was Ayo Va'ano. Interesting. He named his son the same name as his brother. No, says the pasuk, who Ano? This is the very same Ano who was the brother of Tzivoin. What does that mean? His brother and his son, Ano, were the same person? Says Rashi, yes. This Tzivoin was Bo'al Imoi, the wife of Seir, and together they had a child, Ano. So this Ano, on the one hand, is his brother. They share a mother. On the other hand, it's his son. Who Ano? This is the Ano I said before in Posek Chof. Asher Motzo Esayemim Bamidbol. This Ano, this Mamzer over here, he was the one that invented the concept of a mule. What is a mule? A mule is when you mate a donkey with a horse. The result is a mule. When he was shepherding the donkeys of his father Tzivoin. Says Rashi, Ve'ayo Va'ano. Vov Yeseira, the Vov is extra. The name was Ayo. Ukemoi Vukemoi Ayo Va'ano. V'halbo Yeshma Mikro, many examples that there's an extra Vov. For instance, Teis V'Kodesh V'Tzova U'Mirmos. The word Vov of V'Kodesh is extra. Nirdom v'rechev asus, the word, the vav of v'rechev is extra. Hu ano, says the pasuk. Ha'amul amalo, this is the very same ano mentioned in the pasuk chav. Shu ochiv shel tzivoin. V'kan u'kir yoise benoi. And over here ano is all of a sudden tzivoi's son. How did that happen? Melamed shebo tzivoin al imoi. V'hoilid es ano. So this ano is also his brother and also his son. This tzivoin is a professional mezane. The tremendous taiva. Over here is Baal Imoi. Earlier on, Rashi told us he was Baal Kalosoi, the wife of Ono. And that's where Oholivoma, the wife of Esav, came. Eshayemim Prodim, mules. Pirbia Chamoir Alsus, he made it a male donkey with a female horse, Alsus Nekeva. Vyoldo Pered, they gave birth to a mule. Who are your mamzel? This Ono himself is a mamzel. V'vipsulin la'olam, he brought also, so to speak, mamzerim. There's no mamzerim by animals, but psulim, he invented the psul called a mule. V'lomo nikro shmoi yemim. Why are mules called yemim? Sheimoson mutelas al abriyos. It's a very scary animal. D'yomar rab chanina, miyomai lo yisho lani odom al makas prido levon avachoyo. Nobody ever asked me how to cure the hit of a white mule, and he lived through it, meaning it's very hard to heal a mako of a of prey de lavono. So the yemim, not necessarily are they a scary animal, but if they bite you or if they hit you, that could be a dangerous wound. Frek Rashi, Valoiko Chazino and Dechoyo, we do find people that do live even after a mako. This is not Rashi talking, this is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara asks, we do find people that do live after a mako of a predo levono. And for Rashi, and for the Gemara, al tikri v'choyo elo v'choiso. Of course the person lived, but the mako, the wound, did not heal. Ki amako lo tisrap al oilom, the wound will never heal. And now Rashi answers the question, why does the Torah tell us the lineage of Mishpacha Seir Achoyri? And for Rashi, V'lo Yehuzka Klichtev Lonu Mishpachois Achoyri, why? Elo Mipnei Timno. The only reason is to get to Achois Loiton Timno. Ulo Yedia Gdulas Avrom, to show the greatness of Avrom, K'mo Shepirashti Lamalo. As Rashi told us by that Eliphaz took a Pilegesh, namely Timna, to show us that everybody wanted to marry into the family of Avraham Avinu, even as a Pilegesh. Pasuk Chavei, onto the fourth child of Seir. Although Rashi told us before, he's not really Seir's child. This is Tzivoin's child. But he grew up in the family of Seir, so he's considered the fourth child of Seir. And these are the children of Ano. He had a child called Dishoin. Not to be confused with the Dishoin, the son of Seir in Pasuk Chof Aleph. This is Dishoin, the son of Ano. And Ano also had Oholivomo, which is the wife of Esav. On to the fifth child of Seir. Although in Pasuk Chof Aleph, the fifth child is Dishoin, over here he's referred to as Dishon. But this Dishon is the Dishoin of Pasuk Chof Aleph. Ve'ele b'nei Dishon, Chemdon ve'eshbon, Bisron uchron, Ele b'nei Eitzer, Bilhon ve'zaavon va'akon. Eitzer was the sixth child of Seir, and he had three children, Bilhon, Zaavon, and Akon. Ele b'nei Dishon, Utz va'aron, the seventh child, Dishon, had two children, Utz va'aron. Eile aluf ve'achori, aluf loiton, aluf shevol, aluf tzivoin, aluf ano. Aluf dishoin, aluf eitzer, aluf dishon. Eile aluf ve'achori, aluf ehem, be'eretz seir. And these are the heads of the tribes of the nation of Chori. All seven children, each one was the head of a tribe. Loiton, shevol, tzivoin, ano, dishoin, eitzer, and dishon. Adkan, the eighth topic of Parshas Vayishlach, the lineage of Bnei Seir Achori. On to the ninth and last topic of Parshas Vayishlach, the kings of Edom. Posuk Lamed Aleph, Ve'ele Hamalochim Asher Molochu Be'eretz Edom, Lifnei Meloch Melech, Lifnei Yisrael. And these are the kings who reigned over the land of Edom before there was a king in Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Ve'ele Hamalochim Shmoino Hoyu. We're about to see there were eight kings. Ukenegdon Hemid Yaakov Ubotel Malchus Esav B'Yemeim. And from Yaakov Avinu, there were also eight kings, that during the reign of those eight kings, there was no Malchus Edoim. Ve'elohen Shol, Vish Boishes, Shol's son, David, Ushloimoi, Rechavom, Avio, Oso Yoishofot. During those eight kings, there was no Malchus Edoim. When Yoram, the son of Yoshavat, became king, it says, "Beyom of Posha Edoim, Edoim rebelled against Am Yisrael, mitachas Yad Yehuda, v'yamlichu aleihem melech." Uvimei Shol, the first one of these eight, k'sivu melech ein be'Edoim nitzav melech. So you see, during the days of Shol, the kingdom of Edoim stopped, and during the days of Yoram, eight kings later, the ninth king, the kingdom started again. So eight kings of Am Yisrael keneged the eight kings of Edom. But these eight kings of Edom, the Pasuk says, was all lifnei meloch melech lifnei Yisrael, before the kingdom of Am Yisrael began. Pasuk lamed beis vaimloich be'edoim bela ben be'oir v'shem iroi din hovo. The first king was Bela, the son of Be'oir, and he came from the city called Idhovo. Vayomos Bola, Vayimloich Tachtov, Yoivov ben Zerach, Mibotzro. And the first king, Bela, died, and the second king in line is Yoivov, the son of Zerach, from the city of Botzro. Says Rashi, Botzro mi'ori Moyovi. Botzro is from the cities of Moyov. Shinemar v'al kiroyoiz v'al Botzro. Over there, the Yirmiyahu Hanavi is describing the Chuban of Moyov, and one of the cities mentioned is Botzro. So how did Botzro come to Edom? Ulefishehem mido melech le'edom. Since a person from the city of Botzro, from Moyov, set up a king, came a king for Edom, therefore asido lilkois imohem. Botzro from Moyov is also going to get destroyed when Edom will be destroyed. Shenemar ki zevach l'ashem bevotzro. And the main thing is the end of the pasuk. V'tevach godoil be'eretz Edoim. You see that Botzro is going to get punished together with Edoim. Posuk lamed dalet onto the third king. Vayomos yoivov vayimloich tachtov chusham me'eretz ha'temoni. Yoivov died, and the third king is Chusham. Doesn't mention his father's name. From Eretz ha'temoni. Onto the fourth king. Posuk lamed hey. Vayomos chusham vayimloich tachtov hadad ben bedad. Hamakes midyon bishdei moyov v'shem iroi avis. And the fourth king after Chusham died was Hadad, the son of Bedad, and he was famous for fighting a war. There was a war between Midian and Moav, and Edom came to help Moav. And Hadad ben Bedad was a king at the time, and he was the one who knocked out, who killed out Midian when they came to fight Moav. And the name of Hadad ben Bedad city was Avis. Says Rashi, Amakes Midyon Bistei Moyov, Shebo Midyon al Moyov Lemilchomo, Beholach Melech Edoim Lazarus Moyov. He went to help Moyov. Umikanon Lemedi, Shehoyu Midyon Moyov Merivim Zemze. Midyon and Moyov, those two countries, did not get along. Nevertheless, as we see in Parshas Bolok, Uvimei Bilom Osu Sholoim in orderly Skasher al Yisrael, in order to fight Am Yisrael. Unto the fifth king, Posuk Lamed Vov. Vayomos Hadad vayimloich tachtov samlo mimasriko. And Hadad died, and the fifth king Samlo from the city of Masriko, he reigned fifth. Here also it doesn't say the name of his father. Vayomos Samlo vayimloich tachtov Shaul merchoivoyis hanohor. The sixth king was Shaul from a place called Rechoivoyis hanohor. Unto the seventh king, Vayomos Shaul Vaimloich Tachtov Baal Chonon Ben Achboir. Here it does say the father. Unto the eighth and final king, Posuk Lamites. Vayomos Baal Chonon Ben Achboir Vaimloich Tachtov Hadar Veshem Iroi Pou Veshem Ishtoi Mehetav El Bas Matreid Bas Meizahov. And Banch Baal Chonon, the son of Achbor, died, and the eighth king came to reign, and his name was Hadar. Doesn't say the name of his father. The name of his city was Pou, and his wife's name was Mehitavel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezov. Interesting name, Mezov. What is the significance of that? Says Rashi, Shoyo Oimer Mahuzov. He was so rich that he would say, what's gold? Gold was worthless to him. He had so much of it. Adkan, the eight kings of Malchi Edoim, lifnei Moloch Melech levnei Yisrael. And what happened after those eight kings? From then on, there was no longer kings. There were heads of tribes. And who were they? Posuk Mem. Ve'ele shemois hanufeyed Esov lemishpero Yisom. Limkoim oisom bishmo isom aluf timno, aluf alvo, aluf yeseis, aluf oholivomo, aluf elo, aluf pinoin, aluf kenaz, aluf teimon, aluf mivzor, aluf magdiel, aluf irom, eile alufei edoim. Lemoish voisom beeretz achuzasom, hu esov avi edoim. The alufim mentioned over here are not the alufim mentioned above in the parasha of the Mishpacha of Esav. Those were heads of tribes. Those actual people were the leaders of their family and tribe. Over here, this is many, many years later, after the eight Malachim of Edom, and they were no longer kings, but they had heads. And their area had a name and it had a leader. It's not telling us the name of the leader. It's telling us the names of the areas. Ve'ele shmois alufei edoim limishpachoisom limkoimoisom bishmoisom. The names of the places that they ruled over. There was a place called Timna and had a leader. A place called Alva had a leader. A place called Yeseis had a leader, etc. Says Rashi. Ve'ele shmois alufei Esav shenikru al shem medinoiseihem. They're called based on the country that they ruled over, the region that they ruled over. La'achal shemeis Hadar, the last king, uposom, posko mehem malchus. There is no kingdom anymore for Edom. V'orishoinim anizkorim lemalo, in the parasha of Esav, heim shmois toldoisom. That's the name of the actual people that ruled over their actual families. That the Alufim mentioned over here are coming after Hadar died. As the Pasuk says, Vayomos Hadad. No, it's not a mistake. That is the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Over there in Divrei Hayomim, what by us is called Hadar, there it's called Hadad. It's the same person. Over there it says, V'shem Ishtoi Meitavel Basmatei Basmeizov. The name is slightly different, as many names change in Divrei Hayomim. And over there it says, after Misas Hadad, the eighth king, Vayihu Alufei Edoim Aluf Timno. You see that the Alufim now follow the Misas Hadad, not going back to the original Alufim. Aluf Magdiel, Posuk Mem Gimel, says Rashi, Magdiel, he Roimi. This is what we know nowadays as Rome. Adkan, the ninth and last topic for Parshas Vayishlach, the Malchi Edoim, the eight Melochim, Lifnei Meloch, Melech, Lifnei Israel. Adkan Parshas Vayishlach with its nine topics. Topic number one, the meeting of Yaakov and Esav. Topic number two, Yaakov arrives at Shechem. Topic number three, Maisa Dina Bas Yaakov, taken by Shechem. Topic number four, Yaakov and Beisel. Topic number five, the birth of Binyamin and the death of Rochel Imenu. Topic number six, Yaakov comes to Yitzchok and Yitzchok dies. Topic number seven, the family of Esav. Topic number eight, the family of Seira Choyri. And topic number nine, the eight Melochim. The timeline of the parasha from the year 2205 until the year 2228, 23 years elapsed in the parasha. Most of the parasha spends on the first 2 years, Yaakov Avinu, between the ages of 97 and 99. That's how long it took him to get back home from Lavan until he got to Yitzchak. 18 months, that's a year and a half, he spent in a place called Sukkos, and the remaining 6 months he divided between Shechem, Beisel, and Hol Ol Migdal Edel. The remaining 21 years, from ages 99 until 120, he was with Yitzchak in Chevron. The details of those 21 years will be discussed next week's parasha in Parshas Vayeshev, Be'ezras Hashem Yisboach. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Looking forward to hearing your ha'orois on the parasha. Yours truly, Sholom Menachem Volgelertel.